Are you completely and utterly exhausted all of the time? Does a 30-minute workout lead to you taking a 2-hour nap? Are you barely getting through the day and then neglecting everything else because you just can't function anymore? Chronic fatigue syndrome is real, and it's frustrating. You want to be able to function at a normal level without being tired. You want to be able to work out and still be able to do things afterwards. You want to be able to take the best care of your family and home, and you just physically can't. Today, I'm going to share with you the known root causes of chronic fatigue syndrome and 5 strategies to help you support your body's healing process so that you can have energy again. Welcome to the Therapeutic Food Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Maryn Mitchell. I'm an integrative nutrition health coach, therapeutic diet expert, and founder of The Road to Living Whole. There are many different diets out there. It's hard to know which one is right for you with your chronic illness and autoimmune disease. In this podcast, I'm going to share with you the foundational pieces every single therapeutic diet out there shares, and also how to use the best one for your particular diagnosis. If you've been looking for a meal planning partner, help navigating the complicated healthcare system, and want to feel better quickly, I'm your girl. Grab your kombucha and notebook. Let's dive in. Last year, as you know, I got pregnant, and about 5 weeks in, exhaustion hit. It wasn't normal pregnancy stuff, though, at least from what I know of normal pregnancy stuff. I could barely function for 8 months. I was napping for hours daily. I could barely prepare meals for my kids. No amount of sleep made me feel rested and energized. In the rare times I did have energy, I would do normal things and then just tank and sleep for 4 hours, plus like 11 to 12 hours overnight. A 10-minute workout would lead to a 2-hour nap. I pretty much slept for 8 months straight. Now, mine was due to growing another human in an already energy-depleted body. I was just recovering from stage 3 adrenal fatigue, and I don't think my body had what it needed to grow a human and function normally at the same time. There are 3.3 million Americans living with chronic fatigue syndrome. I'm going to shorten it to CFS because repeating chronic fatigue syndrome over and over again is a mouthful. The allopathic community is at a complete loss at how to help this group of people. When you look up CFS online, the main definition you see is, and I'm quoting this, chronic fatigue syndrome is a chronic condition that can be difficult to diagnose and treat. It is a condition where extreme fatigue cannot be explained by any medical condition. It can get worse with mental or physical activity and does not usually get better with rest. Other associated symptoms include loss of memory or concentration, muscle pain that is unexplained, headaches, poor sleep, and general extreme exhaustion. They say they do not know what causes CFS. Functional and naturopathic medicine have a list of potential causes and the ability to help you address them. A few of these potential causes are infections, particularly viral infections. Some people appear to develop CFS shortly after having a viral infection, or sometimes years after a virus. This includes Epstein-Barr virus, EBV. Another infection that can impact our health is parasites. Unlike the rest of the world, Americans don't typically do any sort of parasite cleanse on a regular basis. So if we have a parasite infection, it could be draining us, and CFS can be a symptom. Another cause is mold toxicity. Mold infections are detrimental to our health and can literally suck the life out of us. Our bodies do whatever it can to protect us from an invader to try to get rid of it. And sleep is primarily how a body is able to focus on fighting an infection, because it doesn't have to focus on keeping us alive and moving, right? Or awake and moving, not alive, awake. Toxin overload. Our modern world is toxic. There are flame retardants in everything. Fragrance is everywhere. People love those wall plugins, candles, scented body products, perfume, etc. Many cleaning products on the market are actually toxic to human health. And then the stuff sprayed on conventionally grown food, especially grains, our body just cannot handle the thousands and thousands of unnatural chemicals it's exposed to each and every day. Another cause is immune system deficiencies. There may be an association between autoimmune conditions and CFS, hormone imbalances, and adrenal fatigue. Lab tests sometimes reveal hormones outside of the normal range. These can include thyroid hormones, sex hormones, or stress hormones, or all of the above. It's difficult to say if these are necessarily a contributing factor, though, because sometimes the condition itself can lead to these problems. And last but not least, nutritional deficiencies. A lack of micronutrients, vitamins, or minerals can sometimes be affiliated with cases of CFS. I will say that with my CFS clients, it's never been just one. It's more like untangling multiple necklaces when it comes to resolving the root causes. I wouldn't despair though. As you work on discovering what is going on and healing it, you will slowly start to feel better, usually without even noticing it, unfortunately. We notice when we feel bad, not when we feel good. And I think this is because we should always feel good, right? That's what we expect. And this is why people become disheartened and are tempted to give up, because you're improving slowly, but you're not where you want to be. So you don't notice the improvement, but not you, right? You know that you can feel good again and are willing to do whatever it takes to get there. So let's talk about some things that are within your control while working on root causes, right? Number one, reducing your toxic load. This, in my book, is a must. I would start with unplugging and throwing away any scented wall plugins that you have, throwing away your fabric softener and laundry beads. Those three alone are some of the most toxic things in your home. From there, replace your body lotion, because anything you apply to your body is absorbed and in your bloodstream within 20 seconds. I use a tallow-based body lotion with very few ingredients, and it is by far my favorite lotion to use. I've tried a lot of natural products, and a lot of them, my skin is dry and flaky within like an hour. So I am quite picky on what I use, and I really do like tallow-based lotions. There are so many options out there, and anything you try is going to be better than the stuff you find on mainstream stores shelves. From there, I would then replace Teflon pans with non-toxic pans and plastic food containers with glass. TJ Maxx can be your best friend during this phase. It was for me. Number two, increasing your nutrient intake. This can feel daunting because it's hard to make healthy meals when you aren't able to function. I was lucky in that I've been doing this for over 10 years and I knew all of the shortcuts available. I also have a supportive husband, family, and friends who helped in so many ways. You have to avoid highly processed food and focus on whole food. This does not mean that you have to make everything from scratch. There are plenty of pre-cooked meats, frozen vegetables, and skillet meals that are made with clean or mostly clean ingredients that are available to you. Costco, Trader Joe's, Sprouts are our BFFs. Fruit is easy to eat, and no, the sugars will not harm you unless you're eating it all of the time, but they're still better than eating processed foods and junk food. If you need guidance in this area, I can help you. I can make this process a million times easier for you, meeting you where you're at right now. Number three, start supporting your immune system. Did you know that fat-soluble nutrients like vitamins A, D, E, and K2 are necessary for your immune system to function optimally? Yeah, and those are in fat-rich foods and meat specifically, and organ meat. You also need to protect your gut from invaders. So you got to get your gut healthy. We have to fix leaky gut and create a healthy balance of bacteria so that invaders are not breaking through and getting into your bloodstream. Our gut is the first line of defense along with our skin, right? So part of supporting our immune system is making sure we're taking care of our gut and healing it if needed. And usually at this point in life, if we're dealing with CFS, we're going to need it. Number four, start supporting your hormones. And I'm not just talking about estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. Insulin is a hormone. Cortisol is a hormone. There are so many more quote unquote small players that we really don't hear about. So when I say support your hormones, what do I mean? I mean keeping your glucose levels at a steady wave without huge spikes and drops. Developing healthy stress management strategies to help keep cortisol levels in a healthy range. Supporting your adrenals with electrolytes, especially salt, if you've been in a state of chronic stress. Unfortunately, most of us are, so we kind of have to go counterintuitive and eat more salt. In fact, I try to drink salt water before breakfast every day. And when my adrenals were tanked, I was drinking salt water. I would wake up and drink it before I would eat my breakfast. It helped. We have to figure out where our stress hormones are and where our hormones are so that we can do the lifestyle strategies necessary to support them. And if we need some medication to help, we can get that as well. And last but not least, number five, fixing your mindset. Your thoughts are everything. It's easy to become frustrated, angry, and despair when the only thing you can do is sleep all of the time. I know it. I was beyond frustrated that I couldn't do the things I know I needed to do to be healthy and also take care of my family. You're allowed to feel your feelings, of course. Feelings are just messages. It's what we do with those feelings. We really do have to manage our thoughts. I had to. And here are some things that you can tell yourself to help yourself through this season. My body needs rest to help it heal. I'm going to honor this need to the best of my ability. Asking for help is not a weakness. This will not be my life forever. It's okay to not exercise as much. Rest is just as, if not more important during this season of life. Now, I know that this part is the hardest because life doesn't stop because we need rest. And we're going to have to make some really tough decisions and really humble ourselves to be able to get through it. I think the thing that is probably the most frustrating is it's not like a 30-day or 60-day or even 90-day fix. It can take up to a year, year and a half to truly feel better. I know for so many of my clients that like the thought of not being able to exercise, not being able to really do like busy trips and to be busy and to do all of the things is the biggest struggle. And then because you're still sleeping a lot through the healing process, you really do doubt that all the things that you're doing are helping. You just feel like nothing is working. And it's because what's happening internally, you don't necessarily see externally. And you won't see it for a long time. So it makes it very difficult to be consistent. And I just want to encourage you to give your body what it needs, to give in and give it the rest to the best that you can. And that means slowing down. That means saying no to things. That means asking for help. You know, if you're that sports mom who's going to every game and volunteering and all of that, you might need to hand that over. Ask friends and family to come with you. Ask teammates, parents to help with the commute and all of that. Like, it's really hard to not be all of the things all of the time, to be willing to delegate. I get it. I've been there. I know what it's like. But I will tell you that when you do that and you do take care of yourself, you will get on the other side of this. Quick recap, potential root causes are infections, mold toxicity, toxin overload, immune system deficiencies, hormone imbalances and adrenal fatigue, and or nutritional deficiencies. Five strategies that are well within your control to help you get through this season and into the next one is to reduce your toxic load, increase your nutrient intake, support your immune system, support your hormones, and making sure your mindset is in a body-honoring state. Perfection is not required, just consistency. You will not be here forever. It's going to get better. Your body needs you to love it and honor it where it's at. Soon, you will be on the other side. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you found this episode helpful, would you do me a favor and help others find it by leaving a review, sharing a screenshot on social media, or sharing the link with a friend? By you sharing what you've learned, others are able to find this podcast and join our community. Be sure to check out my website, www.roadtolivingwhole.com, for over 160 delicious recipes, a variety of meal plans, and a blog packed full of even more healthy living tips. If you'd like to learn more about how to work with me as your coach, you can schedule a free consult through www.roadtolivingwhole.com/health-coaching/. Until next time, friend. Bye.